Alright, y'all. How are you doing? Welcome to another episode of Help, I'm an Adult podcast. I'm your host, Sharon, and I'm glad that you're here with me this wonderful Friday, or Monday, or Tuesday, whatever day you're listening to it. I'm glad that you're able to listen. And this podcast is all about going through life as an adult and figuring out adulting. We're doing it together, hopefully. I am sharing lessons that I've learned based on experiences that I've had. Mainly this phase and this season is focusing on my experiences during my massive hiatus of about 2 years, maybe 3 years, since 2001. So I'm catching us up as we go along right now, and we're still catching up. We've now reached the year of 2022, September, and the lessons I've learned so far. So if you've missed out on any, feel free to listen to this, hit subscribe, like, on whatever platform you're listening on, so you can be able to just find us easily and find me and find this podcast easily, and go back to listen to those previous episodes so you know where I'm coming from to this point. If you have caught up, so you know, this episode is going to be focusing on breakups and what that's like and the lesson that we learned through breakups. I mentioned that I started dating somebody early of 2022, and we're still friends at this point, but we did break up at the end of 2022. And the reason for that was just mainly timing. We just think like God was saying this is not the right time. Even if it's the right person, it's not the right time, but God didn't confirm that they were the right person either, so all of that. And some people might not understand what that means or what that's like, but it's just with me and my relationship, especially my life partner and my husband to be, it's all about it being purpose driven and God's purpose driven and God driven for me. And so myself and this person broke up, and here are the lessons that I learned through breakup. First and foremost, I'm just going to acknowledge the fact that it sucks. You spend all this time getting to know somebody, like you really, if you're anyone like me, you basically like know them, know their personality, know what they like, know things about them, even without them having to say, oh, I like this and this is how I am. You just know from spending time with them, you kind of, and hearing their story and hearing what they've been through, and you're like, yeah, this is why you're the way you are, or this is why you do this and this is why you have this, and understanding them. And I pride myself in knowing that I'm somebody who can, I don't need to ask you a million questions to know things about you, because I can just watch and study and pay attention to you outside of what is being said to know the kind of person that you are. So having done that and spent almost a year with this person, it did suck a lot. It really, really did suck. And but at the end of the day, because it wasn't like we ended on bad terms, we're still friends till this day, like we still talk. It's not, there's no malicious intent, nothing like that. So yeah, it kind of helped a little bit to kind of know that as well. Second thing about a breakup and the lesson I learned from it is, I think if you do need the distance, keep the distance. If it's just for you to be able to be 100% over them, go for it. Distance is needed, so take it. Just listen to your gut. Know what it is that works for you and stick to it. Point number three on breakups. Sometimes it's a case of when you break up with a person, or when a relationship ends romantically, in my case, because we still have a friendship going on, you need to create new boundaries. You need to rethink and be like, oh, the fact that I would share this with this person, is it okay to share it now? And weirdly enough, I'm still kind of in that phase. He became one of like a best friend in that time of dating, because I know him, he knows me, we've spent time together. And it was just one of those, like, okay, we need to create new boundaries. There are things that I can't just share with you and tell you out of just, first and foremost, out of respect for each other and the new status of the relationship. but also for your own sanity, because otherwise it will make it more difficult to move, I guess, to move on and to move past that person. So yeah, those are the three main lessons I learned. Basically, it sucks. Altogether, it just sucks. Secondly, create new boundaries and make sure you stick to those boundaries. And I can't remember what my second point was. Jeez, you listened. You know what it is. I can't remember what it is now. I'm just doing this off the top of my head. Oh, keep a distance. That was it. If you need the distance, keep the distance. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I hope you guys are keeping well. It's the month of February at the point this is coming out. So happy Valentine's to all you couples. Sorry, I'm talking about a breakup, but it's just the way it's worked out. Yeah, God bless you all. Have a good rest of your week. See you back here next Friday for another episode of Help, I'm an Adult. Subscribe, like, do all that good stuff. Bye.